Hello, Eloise Ansell here with Intuition Talks podcast. Hello, welcome. Excited to be here with another week. These are little just snapshots of topics around intuition that I love looking into and always fascinating to explore little snippets of ideas and concepts and things that really make the difference about really being able to unlock the intuition. Well, it's kind of unlocked anyway, but kind of upgrade it and really hear it. And this week I've been watching, as many people have, all the KonMari shows on Netflix. No, I haven't watched them just this week, you know, over the last month or so. And, you know, I've read her books before. I've KonMari'd many aspects of my house and my flat. And, you know, every time I move, I start picking up every book and going, does this bring me joy? Which is mainly her concept. It's about, if you don't know who Marie Kondo is, the KonMari method is about not kind of decluttering, but it's kind of decluttering and sorting your world out or your house. So she takes you going through your books and your clothes and all the items in your house and just hold them and say, does this bring me joy? And if it does, great, keep it. If it doesn't, then thank it and let it move on. And I love that way of looking at things, and it's a joy to live in a lovely, vibrant, energetic house full of things you love. That's far better than kind of the stagnant energy of having loads of old stuff around that doesn't really resonate with you anymore, or clothes that you never wear in the cupboard taking up space. You know, it's good to clear these things out. So if you haven't watched them, they're worth watching. You might need a tissue for a couple of them, if you're like me. but they're really kind of gems just to watch and see her at work. And so KonMari is about clearing out your house, but I'm always looking at KonMari-ing my whole life. So especially, you know, as January rolls around and we're into the new year and a lot of people set, you know, New Year's resolutions and things like that, I normally wait until the spring equinox to do mine. Normally in the spring, I'm feeling more energetic and I'll sit down and do a real big planning session for the next year. But in January, it's quite a good time to reflect and look at everything that happened last year and see what brought you joy. And, you know, look at the tasks and things that you're doing and all the work you're doing, all the pastimes you're doing, your friends you're hanging out with, and look at them all and go, do these people bring me joy? Do these jobs bring me joy? Do these tasks bring me joy? And then assessing whether you want to carry on doing them, or thank them and send them on their way. Last year, I stopped doing face-to-face clinic. You know, I'm a therapist. That's my day-to-day thing, as well as doing in courses around intuition online and group sessions and things like that. You know, day-to-day, I'm doing clinic and using my intuition to unlock blocks with my clients and help them to lead magical, loving lives. And I used to do that face-to-face and do remote and distance sessions. And I've always had clients all around the world with my remote distance sessions. But I did still have a few clinics dotted around the southeast of England and London that I was doing. And it was only like one day a week that I'd be running to a location. But sometimes it'd take me 3 hours to get there. I'd see like 8 or 10 clients back to back, and then I'd have a 3 hour journey home. And after a while of looking at this, I'm like, does this bring me joy anymore? No. You know, I love seeing my clients, but the traveling piece wasn't really going well. If anyone ever catches a train between London and Brighton, you will know about Southern Fail, as we call them. But the trains have been a nightmare, so that was adding to the stress. And I don't want to work in a stressful environment. And, you know, even just doing the travelling piece was tiring. But adding on seeing all those clients while I was there, although I love seeing clients face to face and having an actual cuddle at the end and, you know, and having that hands-on experience, which they get a lot from as well, the fact that I can do the session at a distance you know, most of my clients, 95% of them are happy doing that anyway. It seems silly us all travelling to get together when there were other options. And if I spent all day Monday in London seeing clients, Tuesday I would be whacked out and wouldn't be able to do anything. So it, you know, it became a choice. And in the end, I went, I'm just going to have to say goodbye to those clients that won't have distance sessions and look after myself. I don't want to keep running around and having all of this stress in my life. You know, the night before I have to go to bed early and, you know, look after myself. And then the day after I'm knackered. So it was taking me 3 days, basically, sometimes in order to do one day a clinic. And it's just financially didn't make any sense either. So I got rid of my face-to-face clinic, which is very sad. I still do some hours down here in Brighton. So if you ever want to book a face-to-face clinic and you're in the UK, come on down to the sea. And sometimes when I'm around teaching, I'll do a day a clinic wherever I am. It's not as if, and when I'm teaching, I'll do hands-on as well. So it's not as if I don't do any, but I'm not doing that running around every week. So, you know, I KonMari'd that piece of my business. You know, it didn't make sense from a number of perspectives and it wasn't bringing me joy. And we, you know, we need to do this in our life. We need to clear out these things because it's cluttering our worlds and it's cluttering our thoughts. Whatever's going internally is going to be reflected externally. And it's a bit chicken and egg, which comes first. But if you see someone who has like hoarding tendencies or they have lots of clutter in their house, you can bet your dollar that they're going to have clutter internally, or they're going to have a cluttered mind, or something's going to be going on in terms of that. So maybe if they hold on to a lot of stuff in their world, maybe they hold on to a lot of weight in their bodies. You know, things like this can be related. So if we declutter our external world, sometimes it's helping us to declutter the internal. And not just the physical, the emotional and the thoughts and the beliefs and the other things that we may be holding on to, which are not serving us. And some of those will be some of the filters and the clutter in the way from you really hearing what your intuition is saying to you. So, even though I'm talking about cleaning up, cleaning up your home, cleaning up your life, it will all link back to this, because the more free of clutter we are, be that external, internal, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in all levels, the freer we are from that perspective, the more joy we're going to have in our lives. And from that place of joy and inspiration, then the intuition can really be heard. So really sit down this week and have a look at what's going on in your life. Where are you feeling drained? Where are you feeling stressed and contracted? You know, there are certain things that you do that contract you. Could you pay someone else to do that? Or, you know, outsource it, like maybe cleaning, you know, get a cleaner in, get someone who loves cleaning to come and clean your house instead of you doing it if you don't love it. If it doesn't bring you joy, let someone else do it and it brings them joy. There are always options. So there may be things in your life that you're doing that aren't bringing you joy that you could easily kind of give to someone else and then have that time to do something that brings you joy. And the more joy you can get in your life, the more joy you'll have in your heart, and ta-da, it's going to be a beautiful, sunny, rosy life. Not, because you're still going to have things happen, of course. We can never have everything perfect. But the more joy we can bring into our day and the more joy we can bring into our hearts, then the more clear the intuition's going to be and the more fun life will be. Okay, it can't be fun every day, every moment of the day. We have responsibilities, we have things that we have to take care of, we will get challenge, we will get conflict coming up. We need that to heal and grow. And in between that, why not do things that make you happy? Do things that bring you joy. Clean out the clutter of whatever's going on in your life that isn't serving you anymore. And really, you know, sometimes you need to cut friends away. You know, it happens. And, you know, just send them love and thank them for, you know, the role that they've played in your life and let it pass. So that's my key message for this week. It really does impact the intuition. It doesn't sound like it when you start talking about cleaning out your house and tidying up, but it does really have a big impact. So for me, like, the intuition is an underlying theme of everything. So any way that we can declutter our mind, our body, our beliefs, we're going to make that kind of communication, that antennae, clearer and clearer. It's like tuning in the dial on that radio station. You're going to really nail the station and get that clearer, crisper message, be that visually, emotionally, kinesthetically, however you kind of get information up. So, one little announcement before I finish today. If you're a fan of decluttering, I am running some free group healing sessions for the first 2 weeks of February. So if you go to my website, eloiseansell.com, probably by the end of today, there will be a link up there to my Stepping Into Love sessions. So every year I normally do a little free group session, so you can try it out and see if you want to join in with my group sessions when they start in March. Try it on for size, but this year I'm going back to the theme I did last year around stepping into love. So I'm going to do little mini sessions from the 1st of February until the 14th, so we're finished on Valentine's Day, and we're just going to be unlocking and clearing clutter in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, which are holding us back from loving ourselves, loving others, really having those deep emotional connections with people, and really being open to the relationships and our loved ones around us. So maybe you're single and you want to attract a partner, maybe you're in a relationship and you want to improve that dynamic, and for all of us, we've probably got to work on that relationship with ourselves around self-love. So if that interests you, drop me an email if you want and I'll send you the information, info@eloiseansell.com, or go to my website. I'll put the link somewhere if I can alongside the podcast. Well, have a great week and I'll catch up with you soon. Hope some of you can join me for that. That'll be fun. Okay, take care. Bye.